Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Love of the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and we have got so much to cover in today's episode. But before we begin, I just want you to take a nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And I'd like you to set the intention of listening to this episode with an open mind and an open heart, because shit's about to get intense. Let's break it down. In this episode, we're going to cover Gemini season, which is going to be the fun, flirty, fresh side of this episode. Then we're going to have a look at the Sagittarius full moon and lunar eclipse, which is the beginning of this eclipse season. And also, it is that time again, my friends, Mercury retrograde is making an appearance. Okay, let's start off with the fun season that I live for. Gemini season. The sun is in Gemini from May 21st until the 20th of June. And who doesn't love a Gemini? I say that with an edge of sarcasm, because I really do think that the love of Geminis gets split two ways, much like the twins themselves. They can be viewed as sociable, personable, witty, flirty, and the life of the party, while other times they're seen as two-faced, gossips, catty, and frivolous. I, of course, am a little biased with five placements in Gemini, but I think Gemini season in particular is a really good time to highlight the strengths and weaknesses within every sign, and how embracing the polarities, which is Gemini's strength, can teach us all a lesson in finding completeness. The twins represent the polarities of a whole. The observer and the participant, the giver and the receiver, the leader, the follower, the teacher and the student, the mortal, the immortal, the spiritual and the tangible, the logic and the fantasy. You get it. I mean, we could go on all day. There's polarities everywhere. Together, the twins create a power far greater than if they were separated. Their ability to not only see all sides, but to be all sides, is an advantageous energy you too will be privy to this month. Gemini is a very social sign. They require stimulation, mostly of the intellectual kind, communication, interaction, witty banter, and they just love when they have someone to flirt with. They are the ultimate multitasker. Curious, changeable, and will research and investigate until all of the world's problems are solved. Gemini's objective is to learn as much as it can through immediate perception. Gemini's brain food is information, and it needs plenty of it with a keen desire to understand. When Gemini energy is balanced, it is beyond rewarding, but it can also be confusing, overwhelming, and to put it plainly, an absolute shitstorm if you're not willing to get curious and communicate clearly and thoughtfully. Which brings us a little ahead in the agenda of today's podcast, but it's a good time to chat about it, I think. Mercury in retrograde. Gemini is ruled by Mercury, and this particular Mercury retrograde is taking place in the sign of Gemini, which means it's going against its own natal energy. What does that mean? Well, basically, you know those Mercury retrogrades you have where you feel like you kind of exited unscathed and technology wasn't too punishing and you didn't send any drunken texts that were misinterpreted and you managed to dodge the signing of any contracts? Well, this isn't one of those Mercury retrogrades. The Mercury retrograde effects will be amplified because Mercury is in Gemini, which isn't a cause for concern per se, but rather a cause for triple checking everything, technology, transport, and media related. Also, if you've listened to my podcast before, you'll know that there is lots to celebrate about a Mercury retrograde. And those qualities are, of course, also amplified with Mercury in Gemini. As a reminder, the rewards of Mercury retrograde are as follows. Your intuition is on fire during a Mercury retrograde. Because it's in Gemini, I'm thinking you'll likely get your intuitive hit cerebrally. So it'll be an internal knowing of sorts. So really be conscious of that. Psychic abilities will also be heightened, and Gemini is the master of communication. So perhaps having a conversation with spirit or the universe, you know, whatever you want to call it, be a really good time to do this during this retrograde. It's also a really good time to slow down and recharge, especially because it's Gemini season and you'll want to be socializing like it's going out of fashion. So get off your devices, get out into nature, and make sure you're taking some time for yourself. My biggest piece of advice during this retrograde is to be crystal clear with your communication. And this goes two ways. So be clear in what it is you're saying and the message that you want to be received, but also ensure you're listening and receiving information in the way it was intended. Also, be conscious of the ways you're absorbing information. Is what you're reading factual and to be believed, or just someone else's opinion or bias? This retrograde will last until the 22nd of June, but won't gain its regular speed until the 7th of July. That's what we call the Mercury retrograde shadow. So just be conscious of everything I've mentioned until the beginning of July. Okay. Let's have a look at that big doozy of a full moon headed our way. The Sagittarius full moon and lunar eclipse will take place on Wednesday, May 26 at 9:13 p.m. in Sydney, 12:13 p.m. in London, and 7:13 a.m. in New York. It's all the things, this moon. It's a supermoon, which happens when the moon reaches its closest point to Earth in its elliptical orbit. It's a lunar eclipse, which occurs when Earth passes directly between the sun and the moon. And it's a blood moon, which occurs with a total lunar eclipse when the moon turns a reddish colour. Okay, so that's what's happening astronomically, but what the F does that mean for us astrologically? Well, before we dive in, can it just go on the record that for the two previous episodes of this podcast, I did warn you that eclipse season was about to start and that adequate rest should be taken in the lead up because the energy is going to be big. Are we clear on that? I definitely told you guys to do that. All right, let us proceed. Let it be said that a supermoon, a blood moon, and an eclipse are all rare occurrences. So that in itself is a sign of the energy that is abound. It's magical. It's worth harnessing, but it's also somewhat out of your control, which means this is your opportunity to drop the resistance and the pushback and instead, in true Sagittarius style, surrender to the truth. Eclipses are our opportunity for growth, but sometimes we're not sure where that growth needs to take place. And that's not your concern. This eclipse will reveal itself to you soon enough. Eclipses push us into experiences and circumstances that beckon us to step into our higher consciousness and our infinite potential. But this is only going to happen if you allow it. For many of you, this might manifest as a pivot point. Once the truth is revealed, how will you pivot? What is the new path you dare to walk? I'm asking you these questions as if you get a choice here. It's likely you won't. It's an eclipse. Shifts will happen regardless of your cooperation. But whatever changes or breakthroughs take place, listen to me when I say it's all for the greater good of your soul. Eclipse energy is so potent and not to be underestimated. Your only role is to surrender to the momentum. The mantra for Sagittarius is I believe. And if there is anything to believe in right now, it's that you're being looked after, even if this moon brings with it discomfort. Trust in the adventure and in the letting go. It's a full moon after all. If you don't willingly release that which is no longer serving you, the eclipse will just pry it out of your hands. The symbol for Sagittarius is the archer, and it's a beautiful metaphor for this eclipse. You can release your arrow skyward in the direction you'd like it to go, but you must believe that it will land where it's meant to. Lunar eclipses are notorious for revealing what is in the shadows and shining the light on injustice. Last year, it was brewing on a global scale with the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement. We saw an unveiling of truths that always existed that we either chose to ignore or learnt to ignore through societal norms. Either way, truths found their way to the surface so that real change could be made. This year, we're seeing similar truths being exposed in Gaza. Same time of year, same Sag full moon and lunar eclipse. Sagittarius thrives on the journey of discovery, education, philosophy, and life meaning. Now is your time to learn, re-educate, and broaden your understanding of the systems you were conditioned to believe in. But what do you believe, and what will it take for you to start living that truth through your words, actions, and intentions? Take Sagittarius's initiative to broaden your understanding of new thoughts, viewpoints, and perspectives. Explore new territory and re-educate yourself about old and dated paradigms. Okay, let's look at some ways to work with the Sag full moon and lunar eclipse. Open your mind. I told you to do that at the beginning of the podcast. I'm telling you to do it again. Open your mind, absorb new information, and take the time to understand it and integrate it. This is relevant through that eclipse, but also with Mercury in Gemini, yeah, and Gemini season in general. Conserve your energy and reflect on what it is you truly believe, not what you've been taught to believe. So again, definite lunar eclipse full moon energy, but also very much in line with this Mercury retrograde. Allow the inevitable unveiling of your shadow self to emerge so that real change can be actioned. Don't resist that which makes you uncomfortable. It's so hard, especially when discomfort is coming from an unexpected place, a place we didn't see ourselves in. You need to be able to trust it. You have to believe. That's what Sagittarius energy is asking of you. And then lastly, those pivots that I spoke about, allow them to occur and trust that wherever you end up is exactly where you're meant to be. If you would like to take part in a full moon and lunar eclipse ritual, you might like to become a Lunar Lover member. You can join me for the Sagittarius full moon circle that will be posted into the membership group on Wednesday morning. There's also some full moon journal prompts in there, a library of guided meditations, a beautiful full moon yin class, and lots of other moon goodies. If you'd like to become a Lunar Lover member, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com gmail.com/lunarlover. If you're listening to this episode before Tuesday, May 25, you might like to join me for a free workshop I'm running called Realize Your Potential, How to Embody the Strengths and Weaknesses of Your Natal Chart. If you listen to Lunar Lover, the podcast, you're definitely going to get a lot out of this workshop. To register for the free workshop, click the link in the show notes of this episode. It is taking place live. If you can't make it live, you will receive a recording of the workshop that will be available for 48 hours. It's taking place again on Tuesday, May 25 at 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends. You could pop it on your Instagram stories or just text it to them, send them an email. There's lots of different ways to share with friends. Just chat about it next time you see them. If you do put it on Instagram though, please make sure you tag me at Jordana Levine so I can check it out. Until next moon. Oh my God, what is it? It's a Gemini new moon and a solar eclipse. Yes, there is another eclipse on its way. I'm Jordana Levine and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.